Okay, test, test, test. This is Jenna Tubbs. I'm with Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm an athletic trainer contracted out to Dickinson High School, and I am here with Stacy Latham, who works for Johnson Space Center. Stacy, if you want to go ahead and give us a little bio, where you're from and where you went to school.
Awesome. Well, my name is Stacy Latham, and I'm a part of the Astronaut Strength and Conditioning Rehabilitation Group at Johnson Space Center. We're government contractors. We work for KBR Wiley. My background, I did my undergraduate at the University of Northern Iowa in 2002. I got my bachelor's in athletic training, and then I did my master's in exercise science at Central Missouri State University. Or at least that's what it was called. Now it's called the University of Central Missouri. So
okay.
I got to remember to say that instead. And I graduated in 2004. So I've been working as an athletic trainer since then. In a few different settings, but this is the most out of the world one.
And probably the most fun.
It is very fun. It's a good time.
So on Monday, I have lived in Houston for 19 years, and I've actually worked at the hospital right across the street from NASA, yet I have never been there. And my friend Bruce Nieswich, who is Stacy's coworker, works right next to her, and I have never gone over to get a tour. So on Monday, I was able to take a tour of the facility, and it was an amazing tour, and that's how I met Stacy. So when I was asked to help out with this broadcast, I said, who can I interview? And I thought this was such an amazing workplace that not a lot of people know about it. So give us a description of kind of what you do at your job.
Yeah, so it is. It's really unique. Right now there's only three of us in the group. Two of us are athletic trainers, and we have one strength and conditioning professional, and all of us have a background in strength and conditioning. So the two of us that are athletic trainers, myself and Bruce, about 30% of our job is athletic training. About 70% of it is the strength and conditioning and more of the exercise preparation for spaceflight. I mean, that's our main goal of our group, is to prepare our crew members to be ready to go when they are assigned to flight, and then train them through that two-year process with their pre-flight exercise prescriptions. We do their in-flight exercise prescriptions when they work out on the International Space Station on CVIS, which is our bike, and T2, which is our treadmill, and on ARED, which stands for the Advanced Resistive Exercise Device, and that's basically our weightlifting machine. And Jenna, you got to work out on those things the other day.
I did. I got to be on the treadmill. So for those of you that know me, know that I've kind of become an avid runner right now with the Texas Houston heat we have. I'm an avid user of the treadmill. So the coolest thing about this treadmill they put me on is they actually have to tether you down, because when you're in space, your feet aren't going to hit the treadmill. So they hook you up to these, what's in a sense, chains and
bungees
and to hold you down. And that was the coolest thing. But they set it to a weight limit, right? Or a weight poundage per se, to hold you down. So you're running on something, you're running on the treadmill. It was hard. It was really cool. But, if I'd had my running shoes, I might've ran longer, but I didn't. So I was done after about a minute.
It's very challenging. The workouts that we prescribe on CVIS and T2 are interval training type workouts. So it's not like a stroll in the park type thing. It's very challenging. They're about, you know, only like 30 minutes in length, but we're making sure they're working hard. That's how they have to counteract those effects of space on their bodies.
Yeah, and I don't know very much about space, but being on this tour, we got to meet Tracy and Mike, who were both astronauts, and both of them were very fit. They looked like they were athletes, and Tracy was actually a college athlete. And you look at them and think, oh, you don't need to be very strong or athletic to be an astronaut. But once you get up there, you kind of lose a lot of that. So
do. Yeah. When you're in space, the effects of microgravity take effect like very soon, like within 3 days of being there, we start to see, you know, almost like a deconditioning and a loss in bone mass. So we have to do things to counteract that. And exercise is a huge, huge thing. It's the second most time spent on something in space. The most time they spend doing anything in space is sleep. And the second is exercise. That's how important it is throughout the entire duration of a long-duration mission.
And for the most part, when an astronaut goes up into space, they're up there for how long?
About 6 months right now for everybody, give or take.
So you think about being up in space for 6 months and not being able to work out, you'd be very deconditioned and wouldn't probably be able to do much.
You would feel really bad, and we don't even want to know what the effects on the body would be physically. And then mentally, you just would not be feeling good at all.
Yeah, well, it goes back to, you know, you have most of those astronauts are athletes. And I know for me, I haven't worked out in the past week and a half, and I feel like I'm dragging, and, yes, and I'm not as conditioned as they are. And so to see what they have to do was cool. And this tour, I hope anybody that listens to this can go on a tour of NASA, even if it's just through the Johnson Space Center, because it's pretty interesting things. The bike, I didn't, you know, just seeing the mission control and all that stuff. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to segue into something else right now.
We have all kinds of great things at the Space Center. The place that we also got to go was the Neutral Buoyancy Lab. And
yes,
that's a huge part of our astronauts' training here in 1G, as we call it, or on Earth. And it's so they're in the Neutral Buoyancy Lab at our training facility, and they are practicing doing spacewalks. And it is very physically demanding on the body. So they do these suited runs in pressurized suits at the pool that last about 6 hours. And these suits are not comfortable. They're pressurized. You want to get into as small a suit as you can so you have as much mobility as you can with the suit, but that tears your body up. And it's very physically demanding. So they have to be, like you were saying, they have to be fit to be able to do it. But then, you know, we worry about some of the injury prevention aspect of them doing this type of activity repeatedly, and so that's a big part of what we do in our job. And then the recovery aspect is also super important. I mean, we don't want people to work out too hard afterwards, but we don't want them to go, you know, sit on the couch and do nothing for the next couple of days. We need to work that out just like we would in athletics and how we see. So
yeah, one of the things I learned too is when you're at we went to Mission Control and was able to see three of the astronauts that are in space right now. And Bruce had said that he missed a phone call one time because he wasn't on his phone, and it was an astronaut calling from space. I thought that was the coolest thing. So Stacy gets to get phone calls from space and talk to the astronauts. And so they are in constant contact with their astronaut. So you guys are assigned one astronaut. Is that what it was?
Well, we get assigned – when a crew member gets assigned to a mission, we also – they get assigned an ACER. And so – if you have maybe a personal relationship with a crew member, or, you know, you know each other, or you've worked a mission of theirs, you know, before, maybe you're going to work their mission now, or else, you know, we just kind of go in a rotation too. So we all don't have a lot of people to be training in space and doing the reconditioning when they come home at the same time. So yeah, you got your crew member is your crew member from when they are assigned through the 2 years of training, through their flight, and then through the reconditioning, which is a 45-day period when they come home from space. So you get to know them pretty well.
Yeah. The one thing I noticed when we were on our tour is how you beamed when the astronauts came around, and I thought that was the coolest thing. You don't have to go to work every day, man. You go to, like, a playground and have fun, and I love that. I love to see the passion in your eyes, and that makes me, like, get goosebumps. Like, man, that's an awesome thing that's going on, because not all the time. I've been at the same high school for 19 years, and sometimes I get in that rut where I'm like, man, I want something different. But to see, just actually to come in here to NATA and meet all different kinds of people, you know, I have a friend that hopefully will come here in a little bit. She works for the rodeo. You know, that's
awesome.
Not something that's normal. And ACER, so Stacy and Bruce are ACERs, which stands for Astronaut Strength Conditioning and Rehabilitation Specialist. I noticed, too, at NASA, you guys use acronyms all the time. She kept saying COM. And I was like, oh, she means communication. Like, they use acronyms all the time. But that's one of the things I noticed when Tracy was in there. Like, I was like, man, that's got to be the coolest thing working with these people, because not everybody can be an astronaut.
No, and they're cool. Tracy is cool because she's Tracy, not because she's an astronaut. And it's the same way with, you know, the student athletes that we get to work with, or the patients we get to work with in clinic. I mean, you develop relationships with these people, and you appreciate them for who they are. And so it's just, I have a really cool job, and I get to do really cool things and work with really cool people like Bruce and Mark. But it's, you know, at the same time, it's just like, wow, you got to step back a little bit and see, like, oh, we're able to contribute to this huge thing called our manned space program.
Yeah.
So it's I don't go to work. I go and I have fun.
Play.
I laugh every day, and we do challenging work, and we get to work with awesome people. And the things that we get to help do and be a part of are amazing.
Yeah,
and
it sounds like fun. So is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I mean, you know, find those things that you're super interested in and learn more about it, and kind of that's how my career path got started. I looked here, I looked there, I liked this, I didn't like that, I went here, and it just kind of all culminated into having the experiences I had that, you know, allowed me to be able to get this job, and it's not even a job. It's just super fun. I really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate you coming and answering my text message when I asked. Hey, I was looking for just cool people to interview and different kinds of different kind of jobs, because, you know, athletic training is such an emerging profession. We've used to only work in high schools and colleges and professional sports, and now we're going out into the industrial setting, into NASA, into the rodeo, into places that we would never imagine. So I'd like to take the chance to say thank you.
You're welcome.
To Frio for allowing us to be here, and everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, John.